Grace and peace to you from our Good Shepherd. Our text for this morning is recorded for us in the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Once, when I served as an interpreter in Germany, I interpreted for an Englishman who wanted to learn more about the German recycling of grave plots. And the German in charge of this massive cemetery explained how basically they rent space for someone's grave for 100 years, unless it's renewed by someone who still knows the person and wants to renew it, which is quite uncommon. And so after that time, this huge shovel comes and digs up that grave, crushes up everything, stone and all, plops it back down, and soon it's ready for reuse. Such a person then, dead for 100 years, is utterly forgotten to anyone on earth without even a grave. Now imagine that you are that person. Does it make you uncomfortable to think that after your death you'll soon be forgotten to anyone on earth? It's a natural human tendency to want to be known and remembered after death as someone important, someone who made a difference. But being immortalized and remembered on earth after death is a chasing after the wind, which only leads to emptiness. Though we will die and soon be forgotten, in our text for today, our Lord Jesus tells us, there's only one person that matters that he knows us, and that is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd knows us, his sheep. The value he places on us is greater by far than any human status we could ever think of working towards here on earth. Dolly the cloned sheep was probably one of the most famous sheep there ever was. But in the end, it died and is now stuffed in a Scottish museum somewhere. The sheep itself really wasn't anything special. It couldn't really do anything more than an average sheep. A few scientists became famous, and it died. Or think about if a sheep's so good, it wins a prize at the state fair. Yeah, it might be a little bit more valuable than the average sheep, but in the end it dies and is forgotten, like the many sheep around the world constantly winning prizes at fairs. So how foolish and arrogant would it be for a sheep to say to the shepherd how much greater it is than the other sheep? They serve the same basic function and die. Sheep can do nothing to make themselves more memorable or important. Now, I'm not just talking about sheep here. I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me. You are that prideful sheep, and so am I. We like to tell ourselves, and the world tells us too, that we're special. We have an important place in the world. But the importance, value, and specialness that the world has to offer is empty, meaningless, and soon passes away. Now I'm looking at some exceptionally gifted people here. Some of you are exceptionally academic, athletic, musical, social, any number of good things. But when you use your gifts pridefully for your own reputation, for your own namesake, you're spending your life building a tower of Babel to make a name for yourself. A meaningless tower which will never get finished and which only leaves you empty. When we pridefully sin in this way, everything isn't enough. Professors, how do you look at those diplomas lining your wall? How do you write that title professor in front of your name? Is it with a hint of pride sometimes? We need to realize that all of us here in this room, none of us would have graduated kindergarten if it wasn't for the grace of God. We sinfully want to be remembered and have an important legacy, but when we die, someone will fill our shoes, do our work, and the world will move right on. And even for those of us working in the church, we need to give our pride a constant reality check. I can assure you on this day that if I die tomorrow, I will be forgotten and the church will not miss a beat. God's in control. He doesn't need me. He could raise stones, if he willed, to fill his clergy roster. And that goes for every clergyman, seminarian, and called worker in this room. The ministry is a privilege. God could raise stones to do your job better than you. If the value we place on ourselves is based on ourselves and on our works, and not on God's grace and his works, prideful ambition will consume all our lives with sin and disappointment. What good would it do us to become as famous as movie stars, as prestigious as Nobel Prize winners, if by giving free rein to pride, we perish forever in the lake of fire? Worldly fame and pride leave us empty, but in Jesus, our good shepherd, we find our real value and meaning. Jesus says he knows us, his sheep, just like he and the Father know each other. But this knowing is much more than is implied when we normally speak of knowledge. We normally think of knowledge as cold, impersonal facts, unbiased information. That's not how Jesus is using the term here. Otherwise, him saying he and the Father know each other would be the understatement of the century. Rather, knowledge here in the New Testament language is a loving, personal knowledge and favor. When Jesus says he knows his sheep, it is a biased knowledge in our favor, the most blessed bias there is, because he loves us apart from us deserving anything on our part. This love is that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Sheep certainly do not deserve to have a shepherd lay down his life for them. The sheep are there to serve the shepherd, to be the subsistence and livelihood for that shepherd, not the other way around. But the good shepherd, however, lays down his life willingly, no less, for the sheep. Also, if you think about it, it really wouldn't do any good for a shepherd to die for the sheep, because then the predator is free to go after all the sheep. That is, unless, in the struggle, both the shepherd and the predator are fatally wounded. When Christ died, he killed our predators in the battle. Christ's death was not the only death on Good Friday. Sin died through forgiveness. The ravenous devil's power to accuse us died. Death itself died. And when Christ arose victorious that Easter morning, he one-upped all our now dead predators, promising us eternal life. Graciously, on account of his work and sacrificial death for us. That is how valuable we sheep are in the shepherd's eyes. Such a status we sheep cannot earn for ourselves. Such an honor far surpasses any honor the world hopes to offer us. Christ the Good Shepherd is the source of our value. God has a wonderfully gracious, biased knowledge of us in our favor. Now, speaking of knowledge, God is omniscient, all-knowing. To our limited human understanding, it's easy to underestimate God's omniscience as simply knowing every fact, every detail. That God is all-knowing, however, does not simply mean he never has to look up a Wikipedia article. God is all-personal knowing. When the Good Shepherd says he knows all his sheep by name, he doesn't mean he has the phone books memorized. He knows each and every one of you personally. He's been there through all the struggles you faced and trials. He cares for you more than anyone on earth possibly could. In our text, he says he willingly gives up his life for the sheep. He would have given up his life for you alone, personally, if somehow you were the only person in the world to need salvation. And he would not have done that begrudgingly, but willingly, without you even having to ask for it. That is how loving and personal his knowledge is for each and every one of you. There's no end to the depths of God's all-personal knowing and loving you because of Christ. He, in fact, guides the entire universe, all things, for you personally, for your good, so that you ultimately end up with him forever in heaven. Our name is something we treasure. It's who we are. But the value and status attached to our name does not come from ourselves. It is a blessed status, graciously given to us because of Christ. There is no greater status ever than the fact that the Good Shepherd knows us, his sheep. He's personally saved us from our predators. He will keep us in his flock until finally he brings us to the pastures of heaven. He knows and loves us, which causes us to know his love and to love his knowledge. It doesn't matter if you would be the most unpopular person in the world, because you are popular by grace alone with the one man and God that matters, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Please rise. Dear Lord and Shepherd of our souls, protect us in your flock, feed us with your word and sacrament, and when we die, take us to your heavenly pastures. In your name we pray. Amen.
Spirit be with you all. Amen.